This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root's on fire. What a day. Oh, my gosh. There's so much fraud out there, it's impossible to believe. I got to report to you again. In my opinion, in my humble opinion, the election was stolen. It's the most massive fraud in the history of mankind. And there's this massive conspiracy to destroy Trump and to delegitimize his presidency and to make believe no fraud ever occurred. And then, just when we might revolt in the streets, and this might develop into a massive revolution demanding accountability, they're going to hit us with COVID lockdowns, and they're going to make you lock in your house and close your business and lose your job and be worried about whether you'll survive or not. I think it's all part of a plan. I believe all of it was planned together. COVID was set up. I mean, COVID's real. Of course it's real. It's the flu. Flu pandemics happen once every 50, 100 years. So there is a flu pandemic. It was, I think, purposely caused by China to destroy us when Trump won the trade war and China was going bankrupt, and it worked to perfection and to try and stop Trump from being reelected and to hurt Trump's economy. And so it did all of those things. But then they used it to destroy the economy even worse. Let's face it, Trump had 33.1% GDP in the months of July, August, September, quarter number three. The greatest in the history of America. Maybe the greatest in the history of the world. And he did it without New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, Illinois, California, Oregon, Washington. All the liberal states that voted for Obama and Hillary and Biden were left out of the economic revival. They all kept themselves locked down and closed, which hurt the Trump economy. He would have been 50 or 60% GDP. The nation should be on its way to the most incredible, impressive turnaround in world history. And not only that, but every state that opened up, the Republican states, Texas, Florida, Georgia, and even Nevada to some extent. Again, we're kind of a purple state leaning to Democrat now with a Democrat governor. But nonetheless, we're a capitalist state with the Las Vegas Strip as the centerpiece of our state. And even add Nevada to it. We all reopened and we made money and we made the economy go and grow. California didn't. New York didn't. New Jersey didn't. So not only did they not contribute to the economic revival and they hurt the economic negativity, but on top of that, they killed their own residents. They killed their own tax revenues. I don't know what New York is existing on. There's nobody paying taxes. There's nobody working. They're shutting down again. Michigan shutting down again. What are they going to live on? Fumes? Most incredible thing I've ever seen. But all right, that was all in the past. Now you fast forward and they realize they could cheat, they could steal, they could lie, they could keep Republicans out of the counting room, they could use Dominion, and Dominion could change the votes from Trump to Biden and delete Trump votes. And they could fill out millions of fake ballots, and then if they were wrong, they could add millions more after the fact between midnight and election night and the next day, and in the Pennsylvania case, 3 days later. All of that happened, and then they thought, once we win and commit fraud, that's why Nancy Pelosi was so cocky about the win. This was the biggest cheat and steal and fraud in history. That's why the Pennsylvania Attorney General was so cocky and fraudulent. Shapiro, Josh Shapiro. He already counted Pennsylvania's a win. Trump was ahead by 700,000. Impossible to make a comeback. And he knew he'd make a comeback because he knew he had all the fake ballots. And then they decided, once you do all that, now you clamp down on everyone who's about to revolt in the streets when they realize that we've been ripped off. Now you clamp down on them. And you call COVID and you say, lockdown, close your business, essential businesses only. You know what's funny? I opened the Vegas paper today and I saw the most ludicrous statement ever. in the Las Vegas Review Journal, the most ludicrous statement ever. They interviewed a woman who runs a dog training business. And she talked about COVID. She made some inane comments. They're all idiots, these people. They're all morons. Even some of the small business owners are morons. You know, just something to the effect of, you know, hail Tyron Sisolak. He's a god. If he says close down, we must close down. But then she added, you know, in the last lockdown, I was very lucky. My business was essential. A dog trading business is essential? Am I missing something? See, it's unbelievable what gets called essential and what doesn't. And how does that decision, how do you make that decision? How is a dog training facility essential? People's dogs can't survive without training? It's the same idiocy as New York. You know what went into effect tonight, or what goes into effect tonight? 10 o'clock curfew for COVID in New York City. Bars, restaurants, they've all got to, businesses in general, all have to close by 10 o'clock tonight. So there's going to be a 10 o'clock curfew from now on. Can someone explain to me? It makes no sense that a dog training facility is essential. And it makes even less sense that you're leaving businesses open till 10, then they have to close at 10. Because at 10:01, we all get sick with COVID. Do you know how ridiculous this is? These rules are dumb. They're ignorant. They're ridiculous. They're irrelevant. They're irresponsible. They're freaking stupid. Stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. You mean at 10 o'clock the germ comes alive? At 9:59 you can't get it? What's the difference between being out to eat at 9:59 and being out to eat at 10? What's the difference between drinking at a bar at 9:59 and drinking at a bar at 10:01? What's the difference between working out in a gym at 9 o'clock versus 10 o'clock? Or 9:59 versus 11:01? What, are we all Cinderella? When the clock strikes midnight, we die? We lose our powers? Our magic cape? Our high heel shoe turns into a flat woman shoe? This is so ridiculous. So I think all of this was planned. We steal the election, then we use lockdowns to bankrupt everyone. Remember, when I went to Columbia University, it was Cloward Piven. Two Columbia College professors, Cloward and Piven. Husband-wife team. And they retired right before I got there. I think like 5 years before I got there. They'd been teaching Columbia for like 20 years and they retired. But all the professors knew their system and they taught it. It was called Cloward Piven. I learned it in class, political science class, at Columbia University. And it was basically those terrible white people. They own all the businesses. They run the country. They make all the decisions. They're the greedy people. They buy all the good stuff. They take all the good vacations. They drive the nice cars. They live in the nice houses. We got to bankrupt all the white people. And the way to do that is to overwhelm the system. Just overwhelm the system with people on welfare and illegal aliens. And businesses will go under and they'll get on their knees and they'll beg government to save them. And then that's it. We got them. Once they beg us to save them with socialism, we save them with socialism. And then big government and deep state and D.C. swamp socialism are what America's about for the rest of all time. We got you. That was their plan. It took them all these years. From the late 70s till now to get to this point. But they've got here right now, half century later, they made it happen. And between Biden winning and COVID-19 and the lockdown response to COVID-19, they're about to bankrupt most of the small business owners in America and enrich all the big business owners. You know, Jeff Bezos of Amazon. Bill Gates, these people have all the money in the world. The guys who own Home Depot and the guys who own Lowe's. All the big box retailers have billions of dollars in the bank and they'll be fine. Right? Office Depot, Staples, this superstore, that superstore, Best Buy. You know, they'll be okay in the long run. But the small guy or gal is dead. And they needed to do that because, first of all, small business, 30 million small businesses in America. Number one economic engine of America. If you want to kill the American economy, you got to kill small business. That's number one. Number two, who owns small business? All Republicans. All 100% Donald Trump supporters. Go look at the Small Business Enthusiasm Index. Every month of Trump's presidency, small business people were whistling Dixie. We were so happy. Up until last month, so happy. Now it's going down to zero. Now we're all scared to death. We're going to be destroyed. All the indicators on Wall Street are the entire world's economy is about to be destroyed by lockdowns. So when you wipe out small business and you help big business, you help all the guys who pay big donations to the Democrat Party, and you wipe out the guys who pay little donations to the Republican Party and all their employees who are Republicans, too. Everybody works for small business. If the average small business in America has two employees, it's 30 million small business owners and 60 million employees. That's 90 million people. I mean, I'm being very conservative. The average small business probably has a lot more than two employees, but there are lots of one-man small businesses or one woman, and there are lots of two-man and two-woman, and probably lots under five employees, and then you average that with the ones who have 30 and 40 and 50 and 100 employees, and it probably comes out to about two or three. So figure somewhere around 100 million people are touched by small business, the owners and the employees and the general managers. And if you could bankrupt all of them, that's the entire Republican Party and all the donations to the Republican Party. So COVID is going to finish off small business and finish off the silent majority and finish off the middle class. And then there's nothing left in America but the super poor, which is everybody, and a thin layer of the super rich at the top, who are all Democrats, and then the ruling party of government, which are all Democrats. All the illegal aliens, all the people in welfare, they're poor. All the white people used to be rich, they're poor. All the white people used to be middle class, they're poor. All the white people used to own small businesses, they're poor. This is all happening right in front of your eyes. They're going to bankrupt us all with COVID lockdowns, destroy whatever's left of small business in the United States of America, destroy every restaurant owner. For whatever reason, I love restaurant owners. For whatever reason, all my friends are restaurant owners. For whatever reason, as a kid growing up, I was a little blue-collar son of a butcher. My best friends were the sons of restaurant owners. And now all my friends are restaurant owners. And they've always been rich, and they've always driven Porsches and Mercedes and Ferraris and Rolls Royces and Bentleys and Maseratis. And guess what my restaurant owner friends are now? Poor. They've got nothing. They're about to lose everything they've got. And this is the goal of the Democrat Party. Cheating and stealing and lying to win the election, and then using COVID to get, finally, their favorite dream, their rainy dream, that's all I could say on the radio, is turning us all into poverty-stricken losers.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text PROTECT 2A to 474747 and become a Second Amendment first responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Again, text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury.
injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well-known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to WAR.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show is X3 Exercise Bar. You all know I'm Mr. Exercise, and I've worked out my whole life in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. Exercise is all about not just physical fitness, but mental fitness. It's about beating stress. It's about emotional fitness. All of the above. The X3 is a compact premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance. 16 different research studies show it's more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. It only takes 10 minutes a day. Not just more effective, but studies prove three times more effective. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well-known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable, easily stored. The X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Key components made in the USA. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Promo code WAR and save $75. x3bar.com. x3bar.com. Promo code WAR. I use it every day. Actually, you know, I shouldn't say that. I use it every other day. And I look fantastic. I feel fantastic. My muscles are getting huge. I'm the Popeye of conservative politics. Thank you, X3 Bar. Great job. So when I tell you the whole world's against Trump, and it's one giant conspiracy, I'm talking about so many things at the same time, it's hard to even keep up with it all. But as an example, Facebook has changed the name. I'm trying to find it. I can't even find it now. But Facebook has changed the name under Trump's name from President of the United States to candidate. What do you mean candidate? First of all, let's assume you're right and Trump won. Biden won. Let's assume Biden won. You know what that makes Trump? President. It doesn't matter that Biden won. Until the moment that Biden swears in, Trump is president of the United States. That's a fact. Number two, the moment Biden swears in, you know what Trump's called for the rest of his life? President Trump. Even when you're a former president, when I met George Bush, it was, hello, Mr. President. For the rest of your life, you're president. You're former President Trump. You're Mr. President Trump. You're president. 216 to 2020. You're never not president ever again, but only with, I'd like to know what Facebook did to Obama. From the moment Trump won, was Obama listed as political candidate? And then after Trump swore in, was Obama candidate Obama? First of all, he's not a candidate. Obama was never a candidate again. Trump's not a candidate yet. Rude, disrespectful little Ricks with a P. How about that one? You're a bunch of little Ricks with a P in front. Figure that one out. Stick it where the sun don't shine. And then the other thing that shows, you know, the conspiracy against us is that Trump can't find law firms. I mean, I see the writing on the wall now. I went from believing we'd absolutely overturn this result. You can't overturn the result when every judge is corrupted against you. We lost like 10 cases in the last 48 hours. Every judge is corrupt, deep state, D.C. swamp, liberal Democrats appointed by Obama. You can't get anywhere with any of them. But if you're, at least if you're going to argue with a judge who's a liberal, you have to have a lawyer. You can't argue with a judge without a lawyer. We can't find lawyers. I was told a week ago by an insider in the Trump White House that he can't find any lawyers to represent him. Not because he did something wrong, not because any of them disagree with him, because they're all afraid of being blackballed for the rest of their lives. You just don't understand how bad it is. You have no idea. Any law firm that represents Donald Trump to try and overturn the election will lose tons of business, tons of clients, get blackballed, and maybe never work again. Government contracts, or people who have government contracts who have you as their lawyer, they'll never use you again. And you get doxxed. So Wayne Root is the lawyer for Donald Trump. They print Wayne Root's home address, home telephone number, and his children's names online. And then all your clients call you and say, I'm not working with you ever again. So Trump's law firm quits the Pennsylvania case after the Project Lincoln cancel campaign, where they literally doxxed them. And people targeted the employees of Porter Wright, a law firm, Porter Wright, Morris, and Arthur, I assume in Philadelphia. You can't be a Republican in Philadelphia. You can't support Trump or help him in Philadelphia. So now in the whole state of Philadelphia, Trump has one lawyer working for him, a woman whose name I've never heard of in my life. She's not a fancy lawyer. She's not a fancy law firm. She probably is like a nobody, and she's looking to make a name for herself by representing Trump. All the good law firms refuse to come near the case. It's sickening. And this is what I've gone through for years. If Wayne Root wants to sue CNN, there's no lawyer for me. But if a liberal wants to sue Fox News, they're lined up. All the law firms are lined up. No one would represent Wayne Root to sue CNN. They're all scared of suing CNN. They're scared of what their clients will say. They're scared of being doxxed.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
War now.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is again pushing for an aggressive stimulus package as coronavirus cases continue to increase across the United States.
Our focus in the Congress continues to be on COVID relief. This is a red alert. All hands on deck.
Jim Jeffrey, the United States' retiring special representative to Syria and the special envoy in the fight against ISIS, confirmed on Thursday that he and other senior administration officials routinely misled President Trump on troop levels in the Middle East. Jeffrey, speaking to Defense One, explained how, although President Trump's stated promise was to withdraw American troops from the Middle East, he was able to convince the president to commit to keeping between 200 and 400 troops in the region in 2019 to secure oil fields held by U.S. allies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supply.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, just a quick reminder before we get to our esteemed guests that sponsor of this segment is my book, Trump Rules, which is out number one in multiple categories at Amazon, and top 10 in a million categories, top 5, top 10, but number one, I think in 3 or 4 categories. This week it's been number one in like 8 categories. Trump Rules, it's not politics, there's not a word of politics in the book, really, other than the rules of Donald Trump that made him successful in business, in life, in politics, in everything he does, in branding, in celebrity, in television production, in real estate, you name it, Trump's been successful. And on the back, and so go grab a copy at Amazon, it's the perfect Christmas gift. And on the back of the book, there's a great quote from my good friend Corey Lewandowski. I always said, let Trump be Trump. Wayne Allen Root shows anyone interested in business or personal success how to model and channel Trump. Corey R. Lewandowski, former campaign manager, Trump presidential campaign. I bring that up because our guest is Corey Lewandowski. Corey, how are you, man?
Wayne, it is great to be back with you. Congratulations on all the success. Nobody deserves it more than you do.
Thank you. And you have tested positive for COVID-19, so you are kind of locked up at home in quarantine as we speak. How are you feeling?
You know, I'm feeling just fine, to be honest with you. You know, Wayne, I'm the kind of guy who likes to be out doing things, so the real problem for me is being cooped up in my house for too long. And I say that with as much affection for my children as I can have, but I'm not used to this, right?
Yeah.
So I was diagnosed, I guess, on Wednesday. I got on my bike yesterday, rode about 6.5 miles. You know, look, I'm gonna keep doing my thing. I feel great. You know, I think I'm fortunate to have a pretty mild case, I believe, and I'm a pretty healthy guy, and I'm gonna beat this in Trump time, which is, you know, I'll probably be done with this by tomorrow.
Right, exactly. And that's my whole theory on this whole thing. Yes, there are some poor, unfortunate people with underlying conditions who get very sick, and they get, you know, once you go to the hospital, you got problems. Once they put you on a ventilator, you got big problems. The people who die of major underlying conditions. But there's no reason why healthy, thin guys like you and I work out a lot, eat relatively healthy, and pop some vitamin pills. There's not a reason in the world why we can't go about our lives. You don't need to lock down the economy because you and I have a cough or a sly fever. This is ridiculous.
Well, Wayne, what's going to happen? And we see it coming, right? That if Biden comes in as the next president, they're going to have a massive lockdown in this country. And look, the World Health Organization, of which I'm not a giant fan of, said, who do these lockdowns hurt the most? They disproportionately hurt the poor, the people who don't have jobs, the people who can't afford to be out of work. And this notion that we're going to have some kind of government funding that simply pays for everybody to stay home is a complete fallacy. Businesses are going to continue to go out of business. The poor aren't going to be able to afford to stay in their homes. They won't be able to provide food for their families. You have to let people have personal responsibility. And look, I know I'm positive, so I don't want to be out interacting with people. I'm going to be smart about it. But I also have to be able to provide for my family, Wayne. And you
right.
know, them telling me that, hey, we're going to lock down the world, basically, if Joe Biden gets in, should be a very scary thing for everyone.
Well, I mean, let me ask a very obvious question. So Corey Lewandowski has COVID. It's very mild. Let's say you get over it in the next 2 or 3 days. Let's say you quarantine for another week, and then you test negative, and you go out into the world. You're not going to get it again. So why would you have to lock down with everybody else? You're the safest guy in the entire world. You could be in a COVID ward in the middle of a hospital and suck in the air, Corey. Once you've had it, you're safe. You're not getting it again. So you can't do a blanket lockdown of everyone. Some people don't need to be locked down, especially those who already have the antibody in their bodies. This is insanity. And the only way, area where I would disagree with your last statement, Corey, I don't think it hurts the poor the most. I think lockdowns create poor people. In other words, if you're poor and you rely on welfare, you're still getting your welfare check. If you rely on food stamps, you're still getting your food stamps. If you're old and poor, you rely on Social Security. Thank God you're still getting your Social Security. But if you're middle class and you lose your job, now you're tumbled down to poverty level. Your life is ruined. If you're a small business person, you go under. Now you are poor. So the people that get hurt are the silent majority, which is Trump voters, middle class people, and small business owners.
There's no question, Wayne. And look, the other part of this, which Justice Scalia talked about, I'm sorry, Justice
Alito
talked about, was the infringement on liberty. right? I mean, look, these governors are simply coming in and they're bypassing the Constitution. They're telling you what time you can do something, what time you can't. If they mandate a mask requirement in this country, I believe it's completely unconstitutional. I can never find a time, and maybe, look, you've got a lot of smart listeners out there, you may know one, where the government has mandated something that you have to wear. Look, are they going to tell me I'm going to wear red socks going out next? Are they going to tell me in the wintertime I have to have a hat on or I must wear gloves? How many things can the government mandate you do for the sake of the good of the people? Look, I don't even think it's 100% not legal. And the governors who have given their state and their people the right to make smart choices are the ones that are being praised around this country. And I look specifically at Kristi Noem in South Dakota, what she's been able to do. And then you juxtapose that with Cuomo in New York. And, you know, he's got an infection rate about 5,000 times higher than what they've got in South Dakota per capita.
But you can't argue with a liberal, you know? I mean, let me give you an example. One of my best friends is a big liberal. He's a Jewish liberal from New York who lives in Los Angeles. And I was on the phone with him today, and I said, let's not talk politics, but this isn't a political issue. Let's assume Trump's not president. I just said this to him. Let's assume it's President Biden. Why on earth would we need a lockdown, I said to my buddy, when 99% survive COVID, there's no reason to kill the economy and destroy everyone's lives and kill millions of jobs. I go out every day. I go to business meetings. I live my life normally. I go out to dinner every night. I don't wear a mask for 2 hours at dinner. And my friend says to me, what? You're going out? I said, yeah. You go to meetings? What meetings? I said, I go to meetings every day. You go to dinner every night? I go to dinner every night. You don't wear a mask while you're at dinner? I said, how could you wear a mask while you're eating? He says, oh, in California, we wear a mask till the moment the food comes. I said, so what about the 30 minutes you're chewing without a mask on? If the germ's going to get you during the eating part just as well as before eating and after eating while you're wearing the mask, the whole thing, Corey, is ridiculous.
Wait, listen to what they're telling people now. For Thanksgiving, think about having it outside, right? That's what the CDC...
10 degrees out there, right?
That may work. That may work in Nevada. Okay, that may work when you're in the
Florida.
You know where it doesn't work? Good luck in Bangor, Maine, where it's 9 below. Let's go and have people die from hypothermia because we had to have Thanksgiving outside. So we didn't catch COVID, but we caught pneumonia and died. And then they say, only 10 people at Thanksgiving dinner, regardless of how big your home is. So you've got a 5,000-square-foot house or a 4,000-square-foot house, you can have 10 people total. I mean, it's entirely lunacy.
Right. And in New York City, they just announced a 10 p.m. curfew for the bars and the restaurants. So explain something to me. Either you leave them all open or you close them all. But the one that makes you laugh, it's like a Saturday Night Live skit, is close them at 10 o'clock. Why? Because COVID comes out at 10:01? And there's no COVID at 9:59? You don't die at 8 o'clock eating dinner, but you'll die at 11. It's insanity.
The germs are only transmitted at 10:01 p.m. Eastern time.
Eastern time,
only,
right.
You know, for 3 hours. So they figure if they close the bars at 10, look, this is just so much government overreach. And I'll tell you what, if I was a business owner, I would be filing suit after suit with the Supreme Court saying you don't have the right to do it. And we know now, because we've had some time to look at this, many, many courts have overturned these governors, particularly in Michigan, where they had such draconian policies. These businesses were going out of business, so they sued, and the Supreme Court of the state came in and said the government had no authority to do this. But there's no recourse. You know, I would be suing these guys left and right. I would leave my business open and say, come get me.
So here's my question, Corey. Let's now segue over to the courts and President Trump, because I sure don't want it to be what I said to my liberal buddy, so he wouldn't blow a gasket, lose his mind, and his brains would explode all over the phone. You know, if I said to him, no, President Trump is still the president, and I believe he's going to serve a second term, his head would have exploded. So I just went along with Biden being president. I figured that would make him happy. But between you and me now and the lamppost and my million conservative listeners, is Trump got, what would you say the odds are that he could overturn this? Where would you put the odds that we could still win re-election for President Trump at this moment?
Well, look, Wayne, I had a long conversation with the president today, and I don't want to divulge a private conversation, but he feels very, very comfortable with where we are from the legal side. We know there was complete voting irregularity in the state of Pennsylvania.
Course.
That's not even a question. We know there was irregularities in the state of Georgia, and we're happy for the hand recount going on. We know we're going to win North Carolina. That state, they still haven't called it, which is amazing, because that's the mainstream media doesn't want to do that. And look, no one's focusing on it, but we've got a very aggressive case in both Wisconsin and in Michigan right now on the voter fraud that's going on there. So,
but you admit the judges in the last 24 hours have been terrible to us, terrible.
Well, they have. They have. And look, we understand that. These judges and the state legislators are weak, right? They don't want to go and overturn the election, even though they know fraud has occurred, even though they know that there were mistakes made. But look, the president feels very comfortable. He has information I don't. He's been briefed on this regularly. I spoke to him on the phone directly today for the better part of a half an hour. We went through a series of potential outcomes here. And I'll tell you what, regardless of what the outcome is, Wayne, of this election, I can ensure you have not seen the last of Donald John Trump.
Oh, I agree with that. But the question is, can you get, you know, in other words, if this is down to Dominion and they switched votes from Trump to Biden and they deleted Trump votes and they were in 30 states, that's kind of the grand slam home run in the end. You know, if you need a Hail Mary, we need to upend the entire election, Corey, at this point, I think, to win. I mean, I'm on your team, and I think there was massive fraud, and I think Trump's the rightful reelected president of the United States. But at this point, the way the judges are acting, it seems like we need a Hail Mary, and it seems like Dominion taking, you know, deleting votes and changing votes would be that Hail Mary.
I think you're right, Wayne, but, you know, think about this just on its face. Donald Trump got 73 million votes. We picked up, I think, 11 seats or 12 seats in the House of Representatives. We flipped a series of state legislators.
We did great.
Legislatures from Democrat over to Republican, including my home state. And all of a sudden, you're telling me that those...
Hey, Corey, we got the music on. We're up against a heartbreak. I can't help it. We got to run. Corey Lewandowski, senior advisor, New York Times bestselling author. My man, Corey, thank you. God bless. Be blessed. I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now?
Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. I want to remind you again, Trump Rules is my book, and then you can get it at Amazon. Great Christmas gift for you or anyone in your life that loves Trump. It's got nothing to do with politics. It's a look at Trump's entire life and how he became the king of real estate and branding and celebrity and TV and Celebrity Apprentice and you name it. Everything he's ever done, he's been a winner at. And, of course, politics and the presidency. So check it out. Trump Rules. Every rule in it has changed my life. For the last 40 years, I studied Trump and modeled Trump, and you can do the same. And then I want to remind you about the Wayne Root podcast. You can find it in all the great places that you download any of your podcasts in. It's called War Raw, and I do it every Friday. And it's up there on Friday afternoon and throughout the entire rest of the weekend, War Raw. So go check it out. Anywhere that you normally download podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, wherever you listen to podcasts, they've got War Raw. So this is interesting because it's based on Nevada. You know, my show is still very Nevada-based. How Democrats win. Signature fraud in Nevada. Verification system basically turned off. Former Nevada State Attorney General Adam Laxalt told reporters yesterday the signature verification system in Nevada during the counting of ballots was essentially turned off. Democrats need to confirm thousands of votes as ballots. They could basically turned off the system that would verify hand signatures. The Epoch Times wrote about this earlier in the week. Senator Lindsey Graham, the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee, said that lawsuits filed by President Trump could show that millions of ballots in Nevada were sent through the state machines without signatures being properly confirmed. In Nevada, they have a machine to verify mail-in signatures. If you don't have a signature on a mail-in ballot, then it's useless. The machine was basically turned off. Graham then asserted that millions of ballots were run through the machine, whether it was fraudulent or not, as they would accept every signature. Graham went on to say signature verification in Nevada was meaningless because they set the computer up on a setting where it would approve anything. Just another example of how they stole the election. I mean, there's so many of them. Every signature is verified without being verified. No Republicans are ever in the room to see it. It's unbelievable. The Georgia recount sucks. You go, well, what about the recount, Wayne? We're going to beat them on the recount, right? No! Do you know that the recount is allowing one Republican representative for every 6 rows? six rows of people going through each ballot. You talk about hundreds of ballots in one person. What would I see in six rows? Oh, wait, that signature doesn't look like the signature. Are you kidding me? The recounts are corrupt. The lawyers are corrupt. The judges are corrupt. The machines are corrupt. The software by Dominion's corrupt. Anything else want to be corrupt? How about this one? A tremendous percentage of voters in Maricopa County, Arizona, which is Phoenix, and in Clark County here in Nevada, which is Las Vegas, a tremendous percentage of voters are illegal aliens. They were registered at DMV. They're not American citizens. They have no right to vote. They don't even speak English. They vote in Spanish. Explain to me what the point is of verification of signature when even if you prove that the signature is correct, it's an illegal alien. You're not checking for that. The whole thing is so ridiculous. It's absolutely insane. You know, here's proof that we're right about everything. Democrats are always wrong about everything. First of all, I could tell you that in Minneapolis, they're losing their minds. All the cops have retired. Same thing's happening in Seattle. Same thing's happening in Portland. Same thing's happening all across the United States. There's no policemen to do the job anymore. All the defund the police and hate the police and kill the police, it all turned into retire the police. And now there's nobody to do the job. And when you're in trouble, there's nobody to call. And it's going to take them 20 minutes to get to you. And you got seconds to save your life. Liberals are idiots. Or how about this one? NASDAQ and other trading exchanges, stock exchanges, are meeting with Texas Governor Abbott about a potential move. Texas will become the financial services center of the United States of America. I mean, that's good for me. That's great for me because I told my son to go into financial services. But I told him to stay away from Wall Street and go to Texas and spend the rest of your life there. And that's what's happening. Texas is going to be the financial capital of the world. Probably Dallas, if I had to guess, would be the financial capital of the world. Or maybe Austin. Austin's a great city. It just happens to be a liberal city in a very Republican state. And the major stock exchanges are actually coming to Austin to meet Governor Abbott on November 20th as the state makes a bid to be the top choice if the exchanges make good on their threats to move their trading platforms out of New Jersey. So I'd imagine it's either going to be Dallas or it's going to be Austin or a combination of the two. The Dallas Morning News reported last month that the governor's office was in talks with NASDAQ and other exchanges about moving data centers to Dallas that power millions, billions of dollars in trades each day on Wall Street. I think there's going to come a day where the entire Wall Street is in Texas. And the fact that it's not in Nevada, when it could be, I mean, that's all about the fact that we have a liberal governor and we've made no attempt to get, you know, business people and businesses and major power players like Stock Exchange to move to Nevada. We're the perfect place because we have much better weather than Dallas. And I don't mean that it's nice outside, you want to live out by the pool. I'm talking about there are no hurricanes, there are no tornadoes, there are no earthquakes. There's nothing bad in Las Vegas. There is no major weather event of any kind in Las Vegas. I've been here 20 years and I've been coming here 35 years, and there's never been any weather event of any kind, ever. There's nothing. It doesn't even rain. It hasn't rained in 250 days in a row. It doesn't rain, it doesn't snow, it doesn't do anything. Your data is safe. You're never going to lose a day of work to weather, ever.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.